Blog Talk Radio.
Dropping 9 degrees, party people. So I hope y'all warm in your crib, or if you're out and about, put some gloves, scarf, hat on, boots, long johns, base layers are definitely what you need to invest in. Capeline, silk, even that body armor foolishness, whatever you into, it'll trust me, it'll save the day, as opposed to just having your naked jeans on your skin in this weather. It's not going to work, pimping. And for all you brothers out there with hoodies on and sweatpants and below 0 degree temperature with some Jordans, get it together, man. Get your winter collection up, because that's not a good deal. It's function over fashion when it's cold, people. Function over fashion. That means that you have to take care of yourself. You cannot be out here catching hypothermia when you got a bubble goose in your closet but refuse to wear it because it don't match your Jordans. My brothers, my sisters, get it together. It's colder than a motherfucker outside, all right? When we talking about single-digit temperatures, y'all need to start making some changes in your life. You dig it? So tell me, Big Shay, what you wearing on a cold day like today? What you rocking?
I got 2 pairs of long johns, my jeans.
Wait a minute. 2 pairs
sweater,
of long johns.
2 pairs of long johns.
That's dedication.
Shirt, that's sweater, dedication. Sweatshirt, and the North Face.
Wait a minute. A shirt, a sweater, a sweatshirt. What are you, a hobo?
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a homeless man in the streets. Like you push the shopping cart.
I'm talking about
deal,
layering.
You know?
Layering.
That's not
layering.
That's piling it on, you know. Listen. I guess you need to invest in some of that Capeline stuff I was just talking about, because it ain't
cold.
It's no reason for you to have that many garments. First of all, it ruins your mobility. You know, you're out here, you can't function properly with all that shit on. You can't even move right. It's not a good deal, man. You got to find a better way. But it's better than a hoodie, a T-shirt, and some Jordans. I understand. I feel you. But you know. But on a night like tonight, you see, I'd like to parlay with my loved ones. And, you know, throw in a flick, you know, cook a vicious meal, you know, and just chill in the crib and stay warm like a motherfucker. Now, I'm thinking, now, what kind of picture show would I watch on a cold-ass day? I'd have to go for horror to be my genre, as far as the picture shows I'd like to get into. You got a problem with horror, Shay?
No, I like horror. I'm not so much into like that, the gore. I like more of the old school horror where you think about it a little bit more than you have to actually see it. Because all that blood and guts and stuff, it just don't really do it for me. I like the thriller more than the actual seeing of it, you know?
But, no, I feel you. I'm totally desensitized from years of watching gore films. So it's like if somebody's head was to explode in front of me, like, you know, putting a mouse in a microwave, it'd be like, wow, look at that. Is that brain matter? You know, I'm just totally desensitized from that shit. Like, I was a nom forever, you know. But I understand where you're coming from. It can definitely take the bite out of a real movie, and you focused on the gore and how disgusting it is, as opposed to the thrilling, you know, part of the movie
story
and the writing. And
exactly.
I can dig it. Well, you know, in that genre of horror movie that's not gore, I know I've said it before, people, but there's no reason you can't revisit The Shining. Carrie is awesome. Carrie had his gore to me, because pig blood, just looking at it, it just looked like it's sick. So that was, no, really, just looking at it, I had a funny feeling in my nose, like my nose hairs would curl up, like a bucket of old hot coagulated pig blood. Like, that shit was nasty. And it looked all sticky and shit, you know, it's just, oh, Lord have mercy.
See, but you know, thinking back upon it, like, you wonder if they just didn't have, if they just didn't know what they was doing back then, so they couldn't do all that stuff that they do now with all the gore and the, you know, the special effects and makeup and all that stuff. They just had to make, they had to make you think, because they didn't have a choice.
Yeah, but you have to make do. It shows you the mind and how it works. Think about it. You got guys in jail that figure shit out with just like two pencils and a paper clip. They'll figure it out. You know, these
right,
guys were doing films and they wanted to create these scenes, these visuals, and but still leave certain things up to the imagination, which you would be, you know, dealing with your own special effects. Now the burden's on them, Hollywood. Hollywood has the burden of the special effects to give you the complete visual of a film. So there's no room for interpretation. It's basically
That's what
you get, you know, which, I don't know, it can make or break a film, in my opinion. You know,
I agree.
It'll be, okay, I've captured the whole essence of what this guy is trying to relay story-wise, and the visuals are depicting everything that I need to see. Now, if it's a translated movie from a book that the world has read, sometimes that's not the best way to go about it.
Agreed.
It's not the best way to go about it. You know, because, I mean, what's the big deal right now? 50 Shades of Grey.
50
Shades movie to
of
me.
Grey.
Now, yeah, we own it again, people. And actually, this is going to be very short. This is going to be very short. We're not going to just...
I haven't seen it,
but I
want to say, I want to say that I'm going to see it solely for research purposes, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
No lie about that, because I didn't like the book. Because I want to see it because I've heard from people that it's actually better than the book. So I want to be knowledgeable. I want to put it out there and, you know, see what's going on with it. And if it's shit, then I'm going to shit on it. If not, then I'll be like, right, you know, it wasn't so bad. But one thing I didn't know, the girl that's in it, I didn't know who she was. Do you know who she is? Dakota Johnson. Do you know who that is? She is the daughter. She is the daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson. I did not know that until very recently.
Is that the little girl from the Denzel movie?
I don't know.
Man on Fire?
Denzel movie? I don't know. Let me find that out right now.
I think that's that little girl. Unless they, because everybody in Hollywood got these weird ass kids names for their kids, naming them after states and cities and tables and shit. You know, the types of wood varnish. Shit is crazy. I mean, kids are just having these weird names. I'm not knocking the hustle and whatnot, but when we start getting creative, party people, with our name game, don't start making it seem like we're ghetto, okay? That's Hollywood ghetto right there.
No,
naming
that's
your kid
Dakota Fanning.
Like,
that was Dakota.
See what I'm talking about? We
yeah,
can't tell
was,
them. We don't know
was,
who's who, you know? Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, get your hump on, party people. What I'm saying is this. So from the people that I've spoken to that watched the film, there's certain things that they have issue with. Like, if you're reading a book, you probably envision the main characters to look a certain way and to be a certain way. And, you know, they didn't connect with a couple of people that I've spoken to. Apparently not all, because the movie, it made a ton of money. Ton of money from,
number one,
you know,
2 weeks
from all
in
you
a row.
Sex starved sleazebags out there that have no sex life or a way to get it in. You know,
let me tell you what I read today. I read that a woman was arrested in a theater in London masturbating in the movie. She was in the movie.
Who masturbates to soft porn? She should be beaten with a silly stick. Really? You got the internet and you go
sorry,
to the movie theater
it was in
2015 to jack off? To soft porn?
It was in London.
Like,
I'm sorry, it was Mexico. I just put a charge on London. I'm sorry, London. It was Mexico.
First of all, Mexico is hardcore, man. You actually could go out there with a tequila and watch a chick hump a donkey.
This
chick is in a movie theater jerking off to freaking soft porn.
Yes.
Come on, she's ridiculous with it. Get out of here.
They
Get
had her with
here.
A hand in her little pussy lips. Like, wow, that's crazy.
You sound very detailed with it. Like, you seen all of that?
I was reading the story.
That's crazy. Yeah, listen, more power to you, shorty. You know what I'm saying? You apparently, your love life is lacking when you in the movie theater jacking off to that bullshit. You know, that's crazy. I'll tell you what was a hot scene. Fatal Attraction, when shorty was getting heated up in that elevator. Now, that was a scene right there.
That's a hot scene.
I guarantee you Fatal Attraction got better scenes in it than that Grey's Anatomy shit. Did I say it right?
No.
No, that's a TV show, Grey's Anatomy. Oh, whatever, Grey something.
50 Shades of Grey.
Listen, I'm totally biased as far as that Grey situation goes, but whatever, let's move on, party people. Now, check this out. We're getting into the list of films that you should check out on a cold ass night, like tonight and tomorrow. Actually, this whole week is going to be a little bit suspect, so nobody's going to be jogging or anything no time soon, except for the idiots at 6 o'clock in the morning in Central Park that's wondering why they got mugged in a dark part of the park. Now, dig it. My first pick, you know, I mean, because, we went through Money and Violence already, so, you know, for those of you who didn't watch it, please go watch it. That's some shit to watch while you, you know, definitely go into the deep freeze.
Yeah, and they could do it, too, because they got, 24, 25 episodes? They finally have all the episodes out.
It's more than that, because certain parts got, like three parts to one episode.
That's true,
like
part one, part two, part three. That's true.
Exactly, so. It's
but
more
it's all out there.
It's
the season finale, everything. It's all out there. Check it out. Money and Violence.
Yeah. Shout out to them brothers once again. But we ain't going to stick it on y'all. We ain't going to stick it on y'all tonight.
TV,
you got to spread it out. You know what I'm saying? We go through the main names with it. What I'm saying is, you know, aside from that, because that's definitely an option to watch, but I'm going to a horror genre, you know, because ain't nothing like being, you know, getting a little fright up in your ass when you're with your old lady and y'all sitting there, you know, getting cozy and things. Now, we already went through
The Shining. Is that a cuddle factor, or is that just...
Well, I mean, it depends on what you went to, you know. Me, personally, I mean, give me a cheese sandwich and a good scary movie, and I'm chilling. I mean, if Chickie's there, then, you know, all the better, you dig? But, you know, whatever. It could go down either way. Now, there's a film called Deliver Us from Evil. Have you seen that, Shay?
No, I do not believe I have.
Okay. All right, when I say deliver us from evil, party people don't get that mixed up with deliver us from Eva. Two different shows. Yeah. Deliver Us from Evil. It has to be one of the best possession exorcism shows. Gotta be,
really?
In my opinion. Oh, yes, best.
Makes it so good? Because that's the type of horror movie that I like. So what makes it so good?
Yeah. All right, I'll put it like this. Demon possessed this one guy. Now, the cop dragged the dude, knowing he was possessed, into the precinct and put him into an interrogation chair that's bolted to the floor and handcuffed this dude, arms and legs, to the chair. Now, they trying to do the exorcism right there in the interrogation room. Lights flickering, bulbs are blowing, the demon is like, ha-ha, talking all types of hot shit, and, you know, the demon can't get it loose. So he did what a demon would do. He like, this ain't my body, so let me do some fly shit. Bong, the cuff pops off. He rips his hand out of one of the cuffs. Bong, he rips the dude's leg off his body and starts eating the shit. And, yo, this shit was crazy. Yo, listen, you talk about freaky exorcist shit. I fuck head spinning and throwing up vomit and jacking off with a crucifix. This shit fucked me up. I mean, I was really fucked up behind that. I was like, oh, my God. He's eating his leg.
And
where
from? What year is
it from?
Where's it from?
I think I would say it's like 2013. Listen, party people, I'm not telling you to go to the theaters. You in the crib. Pull up that Netflix and get your mind right. Look it up. You understand what I'm saying? It's called Deliver Us from Evil, and it is definitely a top choice on the exorcism line of films as far as horror goes. You know, and don't get me wrong, The Exorcist was a great film. Scared the shit out of me. It still does to this day. Because all of that shit to me is uncharted land as far as I'm concerned. It's a possibility that shit exists. It's a possibility that might be some bullshit. I don't want to find out either which way. I got things to do. Can you dig it? So, you know, definitely go check that out. Now, slasher films. Slasher films. Give me one of your great slasher films for a cold day.
Slasher Indeed. You're talking about like
Yep.
I know,
I'm
my,
talking
one
like,
of my I have to say one of my all time favorite horror movies. I don't know if you can't really say it's a slasher film, but Nightmare on Elm Street, because the shit made me laugh.
The
original the
first
one.
One was creepy as
yeah.
shit. I mean, all the ones that follow was comedy, but the first one definitely gets my pick.
It made me laugh. I loved it. And I don't usually like movies like that, but I did. I loved it. That and Chucky.
Oh,
man. The
listen,
Chucky.
Listen, I don't care. Listen, I'm not scared of midgets. I'm not scared of dolls like that. Like, if it was a little dude like that running at me with a butcher knife, I'd take him down. That's what I'm saying. I would take his ass down, no question.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be a very heroic dude whooping Chucky's ass. There's no way he could do me dirty. That's all I'm saying. You know, and I seen him move. I know how Chucky moved. You know what I'm saying? I will handle his business. So that's why Chucky didn't really do nothing for me. To me, that was some funny shit. Chucky and then the Charlie Brown Halloween special. That go hand in hand. It's definitely not some scary shit. You know, ain't nobody scared of Chucky. I thought he was a weird dude. You know, he was definitely a weird little dude. It was, Chucky, the whole concept reminds me of Baby Finster. You remember that cartoon? It was
yes,
the baby
absolutely.
In the carriage with the cigar. He was a gangster
Finster
with a tattoo,
baby.
But he looked like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That was
yep,
Chucky.
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yo, listen. The only way Chucky could do you dirty is if you're sleeping. His little ass can't reach my doorknob. I know that for a fact. And open the door. I got a big-ass dog. He's not getting past the dog. That little dude is not moving. The cat would take him down. You know what I mean? So, nah. It's not believable to me. You know, certain horror movies... When you feel that the entity or
funny.
You know the creature in the film can get you, can actually touch you, then it becomes scary. You know what I mean? But Chucky,
right.
Fuck Chucky. Chucky kissed my ass. And that other doll, Annabelle, ugly ass doll, but the doll was possessed and
one.
Did freaky shit. You know, the doll didn't actually walk around stabbing people. The doll was just possessed and would sit there and look at you and do fuckery, which I think is creepy. That gets creepy points. You know what I'm saying?
Creepy.
For those of y'all who haven't seen Annabelle, you might want to look that up.
I have not seen
Annabelle.
Annabelle
was a very creepy film. Yeah, it's creepy. Very creepy, man. Very creepy. It's not one of the creepiest films, but it's definitely worth a good watch, especially on a cold-ass night. You know what I mean? Now, when you're going through your films, you got to understand now, if you're anything like me and you're watching a film with your old lady, I would say you might not make it through the film. You might not make it through the film. It might be time to eat and beat. You know what I mean? But if you got that covered and you're chilling and you're ready to watch a film, I would give you a little list here, all right? I would definitely go check out. I would have Annabelle on the list, but that'll be on the tail end of things. Deliver Us from Evil has got to be on that list. You got to be on that list as far as, you know, as far as what I'm saying for y'all to check it out as far as horror goes. And everybody has their own opinion, I'm sure. But I'm pretty sure Deliver Us from Evil will definitely give you a good fright. Now, you said Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street, right?
Nightmare on Elm Street. The first one. The original one.
I would tell you, that's cool for nostalgia purposes, but right now, would need more of on a fucked up day today in 2015 would be more visuals. And when you're watching an old film like that, you really got to be in the mood. Because trust me, I love old films, but I got to be in the mood to watch that shit. I actually watched Friday the 13th, the first one. And, no, this was the second one, I'm sorry. The shit was so cheap and cheesy. I tried my hardest to watch it. I tried. Because, you know, you got to think about it. Back in the days in the early 80s, you know, Friday the 13th was one of those films that you would watch and you might get to see a titty. Or two, you know what I mean? And, you know, that was great for us young dudes. We was like, wow, look, a titty. You know, now, you know, we're desensitized. We're like, titty ain't shit. You know, heads flying, butt spurting, it ain't shit. And, you know, to be honest with you, it was a horror folk story, you know, like you know, one of those tales people tell, you know, to their kids and stuff. And they just made a film about it, but it wasn't really any content. You know, it wasn't any depth to the movie if you really think about it. You know
Absolutely
what I mean? It was just
agreed.
Like, there's a killer in the woods who kills teenagers who hump in log cabins and ain't got shit better to do on the weekend. You know, that's basically what it was. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know, some deep shit. You know, I mean, of course, Shorty was like, Jason, I'm your mother. You know, that was like some deep shit. You know, back then it was like, all right, we seen your titty, and you trying to be Jason Momoa's great. All right, but Texas Chainsaw Massacre, very creepy fucking film. Very
creepy. The original?
The original was good. The remake, I really enjoyed. I really enjoyed the remake.
I thought it was a great film. There's a couple remakes, haven't they? They've done a couple remakes, haven't they?
Actually, they did two, to be exact. They did two. I don't know why the fuck they did two remakes, but the first remake that they did with the guy in the wheelchair, excellent film.
Yeah,
excellent film. Excellent
film. It's been a while since I've seen it, but that was a good one.
Very good. Arlie Ermey was in that shit. Played the sheriff. Hmm. And, you know, he's good for a horror show, Arlie Ermey, because he's a wild boy. Mad shout out to him, man. He's been in the game for a minute. Those of you will know him as the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket that got shot in the bathroom. And I guess the first part of that film was all his, because he was trashing those guys hard body through the whole beginning of that movie. It was awesome. Thank you for giving us that. Matter of fact, that's another movie. It's not actually horror, but I think war stories should go in the horror genre because that's just human atrocities, and that's horrific indeed, you know, people just doing some real fucked up shit, and you know, it's very real, especially in this day and age where war is imminent. We just don't know where it's coming from, and
exactly.
You know, things are definitely bound and destined to change, so you know, keep that in mind, party people. Get your rations up. But we're not going to take it there with y'all. We just want y'all to stay warm and watch some picture shows. So I'm not going to freak you out real quick about, you know, what's to come and whatnot.
Would comedy be on that list for you?
Comedy?
Comedy.
I mean, you know, it's all
Would you throw
good.
In a good comedy?
I would throw in an original Eddie Murphy film, Trading Places. I would throw that in there. You want to really watch some comedy on a cold day? But see, this is daytime shit. For you overnight workers, this is daytime shit we talking about, because nobody watch horrors in the daytime. You know what I mean? So you overnight cats, you know, shout out to all my overnight dudes. Daytime, I would say, I would definitely put Silver Streak on that list. Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. See, I got to go old school when it comes to my comedy because they did it so well. You know what I mean?
I was gonna go Blazing Saddles.
That's one of my
all-time favorites. That and Mel Brooks' History of the World.
You can have that bullshit.
Oh, come on. That shit was hysterical.
All right. If you say so. Listen, I'm the type of dude that be in the lunchroom ranking on other dudes and going hard on mother jokes. All right. Apparently, you just want to snicker at the teacher and throw, like, erasers at him when their back is turned. Our comedy's different. But it's all good. You know what I mean? As long as you get a laugh out, it's all good. You know? But, you know, I would really go for my man Eddie Murphy. And, you know, you can't beat Richard Pryor. I don't like the Hear No Evil, See No Evil shit that Richard and Gene did. I thought those movies was garbage. Because Richard
was on his last leg.
He was all fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
funny how they gave him a character to play a blind man when his sickness was really eating his body up. So, you know, I mean, it wasn't hard for him to act, you know, playing that role, you know, but you could tell. I just hated seeing Rich like that, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just hated seeing Rich like that. But,
that
I mean, Rich is a comedy genius. Comedy genius.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know, but when it comes to comedies, you got to backtrack a little bit. You know, and you can see a lot of the influences on the new comedians. You know, the Cat Williams, what's the little guy?
Kevin Hart.
What's his name?
Kevin Hart,
the little short guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's real funny.
And,
I like him.
Yeah, he's doing big things. He's doing a lot of things right now. He's a very busy guy. I like J.B. Smoove. I think that's a funny motherfucker to me.
Yeah, I like him. He's real funny.
Hilarious to me. Yo. I think that's one of the funniest guys in the game right now. You know?
Yeah.
He's putting in that work.
He's
so
funny.
He's
versatile, too. He's real funny.
Well, I mean, he's just a funny fucking guy. You know, that's all I got to say. I mean, I can't even pinpoint it. I don't know what angle he's hitting it from, but the guy is—he's on cue with it. He's on cue with it.
Well, he's hitting it from all angles. I think that's what it is. It's all angles. He could do it from whatever.
When you say all angles, what you mean by that?
I mean, like just any type of comedy—white comedy, black comedy, just dark comedy, you know, clean comedy, dirty comedy. He could just hit it from all angles. I've seen him in everything. He can do it from all angles.
Well, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. You have a point there. No, I'm not debating the issue. I'm just saying, he's loved by various different groups, which is good for him.
He's been in a lot of sitcoms, you know, and so his fan base has grown because of that. He's been in a lot of different sitcoms, and he's got his own joint
show.
Right, exactly. But he was, yes, but he was also on some other show on with the dude everybody loved, Raymond, with his brother, Brad, whatever his name is, I can't remember his name, the big tall dude from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
He was in the show with him for a little bit. And he's got his own show, some talk show thing, or they sit around a round table and talk about sports or some crap. But that shit's
funny
too. So,
yeah. He's a very funny guy, man. You're right. Wherever you put him, he's going to get a laugh out of you. Because he's funny. His whole shit is funny. I mean, this guy probably farts funny. You know what I mean? You don't have to try too hard, man. He's a funny fucking guy. I couldn't take him seriously at all. Shout out to JB Smooth, man. A real talent in the game.
Wow.
Glad to see him where he need to be. You did. Party people, we only got 3.5 minutes left. But, so good. Yeah, you should be on What's Happening with That Shit. You know what I mean? But, dude. You know, I think.
We didn't even get into our Hollywood nastiness.
Hollywood.
Yeah, the Hollywood fuckery. We're going to have to say that for next time.
Hollywood fuckery. Tune in, party people, for the next show. Hollywood fuckery.
Hollywood fuckery.
But really, though, when isn't there fuckery in Hollywood? You know what I'm saying? Hollywood is the only place where a grown-ass man can marry a 10-year-old and nobody would think anything of it. Only in Hollywood. Only in Hollywood will they get away with fuckery like that. Let your broke ass try that shit. You be sitting here, you know, cashing in your fucking coupons and shit with your 10-year-old bride in your 30s. You will get shot on sight. You understand me? These dudes, they don't get no kind of fever for the bullshit they be doing, man. All you need is some bread, some notoriety, and be cool. And it's a wrap.
True.
It's a done deal.
Very true.
You know? You could be 20 years older than your bird. Yeah, which I don't understand the connection. I mean, for me to rock with somebody that's like 15, 20 years younger than me, it got to be just for some trim. I mean, because there's no mental connection. What the fuck are you going to talk about with somebody who's 20 years younger than you? What kind of conversation are you going to have?
What if you're 60 and she's 40 or vice versa? You don't think there's anything to talk about then? 60 and 40? It's 20
I'm
and
not
40.
That's
different.
You're grown
at
that point.
Yeah.
No, listen, at that point, you're grown. I'm talking about, let's say you're 40 with a 20-year-old.
15 and 35.
Or
yeah, you know,
you're
35
with a 15-year-old. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to look at
crazy.
It like, yo, that, what are you going to talk about? They haven't even developed yet, really.
Nothing.
You're basically going to groom this child, you know what I'm saying, into what
Pizza.
You want them to be. You're basically molding some pussy. I mean, that's crazy. I don't get it.
Uh-huh.
You know what
but
I mean?
That's what they used to do back in the day. That's how they did it. Girls were being married off.
They used to fuck ghosts back in the day, too, but we don't fuck ghosts no more.
As soon as
they could
bleed, they was being married off. If they could bleed, that was it. They was done. It's true. That's how it was back in the day.
They
could bleed, they could
eat. That's why we have civilized society now. I mean, we're not trying to revert. Nobody backpedaling over there. You know, we got names for shit like that. We call that pedophilia. You know, definitely. That's you know, I got, you know, because, I mean, you know, everybody got children. You know what I mean? And nobody want to see them abused. We got 60 seconds, party people. And we just started getting hot. You understand me?
I know.
It's all good. It's all good. We're going to get it up. We're going to get it up. When? Friday?
Friday. Let's do it.
That's what it is. Okay, party people. We're going to tune in Friday. We're going to politic with y'all then. But really, stay warm. Dress right. Or you're going to regret it.
Warm.
And come Friday, we're going to be rocking to your icicle corpse in the street. So, yo, put on your base layers on.
Yep.
Yes. And if you got some Uggs, I'm dead. I hate them mushroom boots, but they do have other designs that are extremely warm. Co-signing. Right. If you got Tim's on, you better double up on them socks, kid, because them shits ain't warm. But, you know, you could definitely stomp somebody out in them, so they do serve a purpose. But, you know,
double
get your down on. If you got leather, We got 10 seconds, party people. This chick keep buzzing in my ear about the time frame. We got a clock. We know what we're working with. But anyway, party people, y'all have a good night. Peace to y'all. And, you know, get down on yours, man. We see you in a bit.
Good night, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.